The main purpose of this meeting, colleagues, is to look at our report with some few proposed amendments by Honorable Melham, which are not a very very good. I will just go page by page for this, just to ensure that not only really reading the page, but even through, because they find that last night colleagues that were reading, they think that they corrected. The structure of the report is fine, there's no problem with the structure. On page one, any issue that we think is missing there. Page two, anyone want to make a correction? Page three, any correction or misplaced? Page four, anyone, when you are reading it, to make a mark. Page five, these are programs. Community work program that the people talk about. I hope we have made a look in the last last year that we make some pronouncement on this program, the resolution. Because I think the program that is causing us to be that many problems. And let us move to page six. Financial issues. Page 7 is just what is there in terms of the annual report. Page 8, again, the continuation. Page 9, detail of program. Page 10, similar issues. Page 11,
on page 11, correction.
Page 11.
Yes, under performance.
Under performance.
Yes, under performance, we should just write the department, not the program.
Oh, yeah.
The program was unable to achieve. I think it's the department which was unable to achieve all the planned targets.
That's program number two.
No. Under 11, under performance.
Page 11.
Yes.
First paragraph of the. That's not under program. What I see in program two, the quality research and knowledge management.
Summary of the programs. Performing the department achieve. I think it was never right that the department was unable to achieve. Whether you go summary in page 18, performance, national disaster management team, program 5, provincial structure and support, summary then.
transfer, expenditure, performance, FALCA, CRI Commission, Demarcation Board, Department of Corporate Governance, Department of Regional Affairs, Local Government Association Board, Key Reported, page 24, Key Reported Achievement. Maybe just to remove traditional affairs there, under 4.2, we have Department of Corporate Government and traditional leaders, and following that, we still have traditional leaders. I mean, traditional affairs. Right. Yeah, maybe Department of Corporate Government. On 24, we have Department of Cooperative Governance and Traditional Affairs. So I'm advising that we should remove and traditional affairs because it follows on after that.
Department of Traditional Affairs. Because on page 23, 22, and then page 22, it's different issues.
Yes.
Governance. Page 1, recommendation. Where do you want to capture the proposal by another? Think that you can be kept at the one of the recommendation.
Chairperson, I wanted to propose maybe a committee.
Yeah. On page 27, we're under subordination of the association. And I'm not saying that there's anything about a wrong with that. Safe to say that it may be useful to place like that. But to say there are a lot of other challenges for organizations and people like that. They will try and find some phrase, some expression that suggests there's always room for improvement.
You are too clean now. Try to find a way.
Under the table on the committee voting.
Yeah. Stage 30, yeah, sorry, should be part of that. Because they request various for us and so on. And that is a table and actually that must be for are we with you?
Yes.
Stage 30, you want to put it as a request also that you're putting forward?
No.
Mayhem is proposing this, we think it suits very well here.
Yes.
Okay.
And the second one, too, is the one that we propose, maybe the committee can consider it as a recommendation on page 32.
That the Department of Government provides an action plan that far. This one can be a recommendation. And you put it as a, because your recommendation must flow also. Mapagama resolution, and you need to know how. I don't think it's causing problem anyway, this one. Unless there's some comrade who think that the sky will fall if you accommodate the one. But I'm going to hope that a resolution. The resolution says recommendation that the Department of Cooperative Government provide an action plan to implement continuous monitoring and evaluation of provincial performance and expenditure, including the tabling of any report on the on an annual basis. That's what it proposed.
We may have to change that slightly. Well, the first thing that is not happening. We're not looking at problems. And there are, of course, I mean, some resolutions given for that. I don't know what we should do, which is raised in the committee many times. The committee should look at the question of ensuring accounting. So we need to just rather to write some recommendations that says a measure would look in so that we get some report at some point.
But we could also put it in the committee reporting request. Because what we need there is really information. Generally, the request was from some to some department must take us into confidence about what is happening at the provincial level, but we don't hope so. At the time, we were saying department generally is not overseeing what comes as what is covered, not covered, and we're not sure what the local government, such as the local government, that are not observing whether they're doing work or not. They said that they must work on. And they're making a request that from time to time every year, you must take us through that they're not well. Whatever COVID that is corresponding to our committee, we deal with to get information. When we need to call a minister or MEC, to be able to call the MEC. To be able to call a mayor of Mamau, the mayor of Dropen, and the any mayor can come to court and explain to them like that. Any other point, colleagues, in terms of recommendation that you want to add? Are these four recommendations fine? Any more? Yes, sir.
It's just a correction on the 40th opinion of the immigration board. When they presented to the committee, they said they got a unqualified 40th opinion with no finding. The AG report check states that they have an unqualified audit opinion with findings on three independent objectives. The only entity which got a clean audit in our sector is the South African Local Government Association. contact information, yes, was not correct.
But I think we should have played it correct ourselves. We shouldn't say that almost a clean body when it's not clean body. When this document are public documents, people read these things, but if they go into the National Assembly live, then I think we'll correct it. But we have corrected it already.
I have corrected it.
Okay. Any other correction, comrades, in terms of your... Can we move on then? Banfanda, any correction?
No.
We are fine. That is my sister?
No, I'm fine.
You're fine. Bam, any point?
No.
Two me?
Oh, no.
Ambos?
No.
Let us have a move of our assessment of the report. Bambi proposes honorable. Honorable Nabu second. Honorable Matthew Petter.
The Gender Commission report does not include COCTA at the national level. So we are writing in the same case that we're not coming to
the department is not coming.
No, the department is not coming.
Because the function has been taken away from the department.
Yes.
It's with Comrade Sousa and all the matters of women.
Yes.
And then that's why I'm
not going to go. All of them.
but there's no government department.
I think on that, in terms of the report, I think it's a fair report.
and I think we've covered the issues there. The factual information, there's no exaggeration on some of the challenges. We all accepted that the department is trying his level best to perform. Then these are challenges that are there. We have appreciated them all, and I just hope that the staff also is appreciated. The references are there, and I think that is fine. And the issue that I think we should push him on very soon, he's integrated as a development framework workshop. I think labor department in general, we must organize the workshop, the committee and department, we can invite other people to come in and just, when the workshop was in much more detailed way, it can be very helpful. If all of us were able to have a discussion on this matter, I know the agenda and members of the parts are apart. And the last issue that I think is it departed, it's retired man to look at it. I think it's not formal, but I think they're taking a view that the budget for public hearing is too big. Almost 5 million rand. May then go back to what we wanted to do initially without excluding other provinces. Go forward, this community is located, and later, next year, I can go to other areas. Because if in any way we want to do it, we can't pass that this year. Then I think we should do that. I'm not sure this person is going to mention that, but we're saying that generally there's no money. Because there's no money, I think we should return back to what we wanted to do. We still visit all provinces, but we start at it. We start with where this community is concentrated. The 5 provinces that were our first initial. Do everywhere this year on those ones. And then we can then round 1 week around other provinces next year. Because Malaiko, and then it's very expensive as a whole. Then I just think that we should try to do so. And we have to be in touch with the office of the province. I think there will be no money. It's not formal because I've not received a letter that says so. But I had a long discussion with the leadership that deals with this matter. With General Unamas, the Leader of Parliament came and said, Unamas, General. And then this is a little bit expensive. It's correct to do, but I think our plan B then should be executed on time also. That's what we're doing. It's for the end of the month. We want to go to the other provinces have started to call us and please confirm when you're coming here. We want to organize gala dinner for you, all those things. Then we must know if we go for plan B, that initial thinking, and then we should go to those provinces. And then next year, then we can visit the 5 other provinces. Because we said that we go to KZN, Eastern Cape, Northern Cape, Free State, and Southern Cape, that is the Western Cape. And I think we should start on that one, that must be. Because if you might have Aikima, and then in my view, secretary, we should take what we budgeted for initially, present that as a plan B. If we do it sooner than yesterday, it wasn't there anymore in the system already. We don't need to plan anything. But in communication with other provinces there, because it seems they've seen now, that's why they're calling us. No, when just confirm which date are we here. I think we shouldn't confirm Limpopo when we know that we won't go to Limpopo this year. And I think we should target the 5 provinces that we have identified and indicate to them that next year then I think 1 week would be sufficient. And then because, by the way, the real thinking is very expensive when there's no money, and then try to squeeze it. I think we can squeeze it plenty. I'm not sure how much was that one. The 5 provinces that initially you wanted to visit.
department, what is it that you can cut, what you can do, what is it that you can do?
Well, it informally they have responded, saying that they have received.
It's more of an administrative issue. Maybe I should raise it with my colleagues. This issue of money not being available now. If it's not available now and the financial year and next year, the 1st of March.
Yeah.
So it means even next year we can't do nothing because there's still no money. So the clarity is.
Any confirmation should be considered confirm, and we tell people when they will arrange venues that no, no longer can be very sad. I think that's how they are going to work on it. If the department got more money that they can give to us, I think we'll appreciate that. And there's no problem about that. We'll accept that responsibility. Yes.
And where possible, Chair, when we are closer to another problem, let them consider that as well, to deal with it, so that we can cut these numbers of these people. Where possible, we are closer to another problem, so, it is better that we can consider that, other than to say, Robert, and then, again, possible, we are closer to one another.
they may also reject that. The best thing is what you have proposed is to go for all 9 provinces, but we start our approach because of no money. If you say, if you say the Northwest are closed, the problem that a lot of the Northwest are by, so it's only border and airport to us. But at the room funding would be extremely expensive than going there yourself. Yeah. No, I think the staff is going to make it, but make sure that at least I must see proposals soon. And if it was there anyway, we propose this, and then there anyway, our plan B, then we indicate that. Then the rest is going to be finalized next year. If you are lucky that there's someone who has squeezed some $5 million on someone, then you can do everything. But if you are not lucky, which I think anyway, there's no money seriously, I don't think that's talking about that. Can we adjourn our meeting, please, until Tuesday when we meet with the team that is inviting us? But we need some follow-up meeting though, with sanitation, human settlement. We started meeting, joint meeting. I think that's it.